I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. Governor Kim Reynolds says Iowans should not be discouraged from getting the newly FDA-approved Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine because of its efficacy rate. Vaccine trials determined the one-dose vaccine has a rate of 72%. That's lower than those of the Moderna and Pfizer vaccines, which have rates more than 90%. However, the Johnson & Johnson vaccine has been found to be extremely effective in preventing severe illness caused by COVID-19. Reynolds says that's why she chose to receive her dose of this vaccine on camera during a news conference today.
And I wouldn't ask Iowans to do anything that I'm not willing to do. I trust that this vaccine is both safe and effective, and I appreciate the convenience of getting it done with just one dose.
Reynolds says the state will receive more than 25,000 doses of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine this week. As we approach the one-year anniversary of the first cases of COVID-19 in the state of Iowa, a reporter asked the governor to assess her response to the pandemic.
Every day we learn something new about COVID-19, and so to be able to address that and have the flexibility to make the changes, what I would say is that I have an incredible team that has worked round the clock over the last year. They've put in incredible hours, state employees, partners, nonprofits, just across the board. People have stepped up and did what they needed to do to address COVID-19. And so I'm really proud of just the Herculean team effort that I think we've put in place to help serve Iowans through this really difficult time.
Today, the Iowa Department of Public Health recorded 3 more deaths statewide due to complications of COVID-19 and more than 600 new positive test results, including 28 in Woodbury County. The number of hospitalizations fell below 200 in Iowa. Sioux City's 2 medical facilities saw a decrease of about 30% in patients with COVID-19. There were 15 yesterday, 11 today. The 14-day test positivity rate is up slightly at 6%. For Siouxland's Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer.